Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. We finished yesterday's programme. We started it on the issue of the coronavirus, and we finished with two worrying calls, one from Marie about her son who's just back from Wuhan in Ireland and not feeling well at all, and rang the hospital, and they said, well, unless he shows respiratory issues, don't bring him near the hospital. Today, she seems to be even more worried about her son. And then we had another call from a man whose son is just back from Wuhan and has decided himself to go into isolation for 2 weeks, not to have any contact with any of the family or anyone else for that matter for 2 weeks until he sees what happens to him. And now the news just breaking there that the two cases, one in Germany, one in Japan, of people who have no contact whatsoever with Wuhan who've contracted the coronavirus. Arthur Reeves has just called us. 51551 text. Arthur, what's your worry?
I got parcels delivered from Wuhan last week. Mm-hmm. And they're just clothing items, polo necks in a parcel. And I discovered that the Wuhan is clearly stamped on it, but above that there's actually a little, the rest of it seems to be rubbed off. I don't know where it was, just by accident, because they're very flimsy packages, you know. But So I'm wearing them now anyway. I'm feeling grand so far.
Yeah, I'm just looking up here because it's now flying around. Medical experts, according to the Minnesota Department of Health, the answer is no. You cannot. Now, given that half of Ireland shops on AliExpress because it's so cheap, and the Chinese, the way the Chinese have the postal system, that's why a lot of other countries are upset about the Chinese. Their postage is so cheap from China. But
the post office I don't expect them to put a stop to all the...
No, they say medical experts say the coronavirus can only survive on inanimate objects for a few hours, maybe a day or two in perfect laboratory conditions. The time it would take to get here would be plenty of time for the virus to lose its viability. Now, the problem is, as we are hearing from experts all morning and yesterday evening, the pathogen is information about the pathogen is unfolding every single day. We're learning more and more about the coronavirus and how come it's ended up in Germany and in Japan by people who've never been to Wuhan.
You see, these things are in a package, to a sealed package, you know, so when they arrive, you know, but sure, however.
I'm looking at the BBC. They seem to be. Now, Margaret contacted us separately. Now, on the one hand, we're going from what was a very serious issue yesterday with Marie and her son back in Ireland, very worried about him. But she is in one sense on top of it. And now people are worried about packages. It sounds, I know you don't mean to be trivial, Arthur, but it sounds, but as I can see from the internet, lots of people are asking the same question. Now, Margaret, good afternoon. You have another issue about hygiene and infections, and it's to do with masks.
Yes, hello, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. The sign a piece, I think it's very unhygienic. And especially, you know, you sit there and people are coughing and sneezing, and they'll put their hands up to their face, up to their mouth and their nose. And then come the sign a piece, they'll put their hand out to shake your hand. And it's not just one person. They lean back over seats. You know, you end up shaking maybe 6 or 7 people's hands.
And what's wrong with that, Margaret?
Well, they've coughed and sneezed into their hands.
Yeah, but But if they, I take your point, and one of the things that they say very strongly recently is, come on, everyone, wash your hands much more often and much more diligently and vigorously than you ever have been. But that's just a general thing about the flu and various other things. But do you do the sign a piece at mass?
Well, I try and avoid it, but it's impossible because people will turn around to you and you can't be downright rude and not put your hand out. Mm-hmm. You know, but I try to sit where I'm not around a lot of people. Now, I had a friend who was going through chemo.
Okay.
She had to give up going to Sunday mass.
Why?
Because when you're going through chemo, you have to avoid infection at all costs. People with cystic fibrosis, I'm sure they're in the same position. Then we have the lay people who are going up assisting with communion. They're shaking hands with six, seven people. Then they go up onto the altar straight away after that to give out communion. Now, I know they dip their fingers, but dipping the tips of your fingers into a little bowl of water is not like washing your hands properly.
And are you... Because some people say you're being alarmist, Margaret, but are you? Is your worry, it's in your voice there, is your worry to do with the coronavirus or just generally?
No, in general. In general. I've experienced being in a seat where there was a woman one day with, she had a tissue in her hand. It was clear she had a full-blown cold. She was wiping her nose continuously with the tissue. And I sat there and I thought, God, I hope he won't mention the sign of peace, because I knew, she, you know, I was next. She was at the end of the seat and I was about halfway and there was no one between us. And as sure as God, he said, let's offer each other the sign of peace. And over she came with her hand out to me.
Yeah, but see, I'm going back on the coronavirus. I'm reading from the BBC website where they've asked a number of medics these questions. Can the coronavirus be transferred through items bought from Wuhan and posted to UK or Ireland? That's Arthur's situation. He's wearing T-shirts from Wuhan. And they say there is no evidence this is a risk. Some diseases, including the coronavirus that causes SARS, can spread through surfaces contaminated by people coughing or sneezing.
Yeah.
So if they cough or sneeze, Margaret, the damage is already done.
Yeah. You mean at mass?
Yeah, if there's illness in the air, so to speak, coughing
yes.
or sneezing will do it. So maybe you shouldn't go to mass.
No, well...
I know. Sorry,
you know,
that took you by surprise, didn't
yeah.
it? Okay, stay there, man.
I just want the priest to stop this.
Is it for the time being or in perpetuity?
No, I want to stop.
You want to stop?
You know,
Arthur.
It's a hygiene issue.
Okay, Arthur.
You know.
Yes, sir.
But what, you say you know of a priest in Rathgar?
No, I say the custom has stopped now in Rathgar since about 2 weeks ago.
Why?
Because of the
coronavirus.
It's to do with the flu. Basically,
the
people
flu,
were coughing,
yeah.
spluttering, and people were complaining, having to shake hands with someone who's out there sneezing over their hands. You know, and so it stops. You just nod. If you're having a bit of a, you just nod at people now. That's the people just turn and nod. A sign of, how are you? The handshaking is gone for the moment. But it wasn't actually because of this. It was actually because of the number of flu cases we're going to
Did,
you know.
Did that padre, as far as you know, Arthur, did he say I'm suspending?
Pardon?
Did he say I'm suspending it or terminating it?
Just because it's just the spread of germs, he thought not shaking hands should be terminated for the moment.
And Margaret, would you... I know you want to continue
it's
going
not,
to mass.
It's going on, you know.
Okay, Margaret, would you wear gloves? Would that help?
No, because a glove at the best of times, can be contaminated.
I know.
Too. I'm not going to suggest
you wear marigolds or.
No, it's a meaningless practice.
Oh, is it
inside at mass? I think it is.
Do you think it's
for me anyway, it has no meaning whatsoever, you know?
But the sign of peace, it is the universal sign of peace, the handshake, the connection,
well,
the humanity.
Yeah, I don't
tactile.
Know exactly when it came in here. I can, you know, it's not in the country that long because, you know,
and
when
what about,
I was younger...
Well, then, Margaret, what about receiving the Eucharist?
Oh, I don't know if I did that.
Margaret.
Yeah?
What about receiving
yes.
the Eucharist?
Well, I take it in my hand.
Yeah, but you get it from someone else's hand.
I know. And that's another thing that the priest comes down last Sunday in our church. He came off the altar and he shook hands with people before he went back up then, you know, to continue with the Mass.
Well, what's wrong with that?
But he shook hands with people.
Yeah, but he's not trying to assassinate you, Margaret. It's a sign of peace.
Well, Joe.
Okay, I know you're very sorry.
I don't know if you have a problem with somebody sneezing into their hand.
Oh God, of course we would.
And then, I mean, I have actually, people have turned to me and their hands are damp.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether it's perspiration or what it is, I don't know. But like you're thinking,
Margaret,
what is it?
But we've been doing the sign of peace. Those who go to Mass have been doing the sign of peace for many a decade at this stage, and I've never heard of any pandemic.
Well, I don't think it has come in that long. Maybe 20 years of that, yeah. Because it never used to be practiced in the churches. It's relatively new.
Okay. And would you, Margaret, would you be at home, would you be precise in terms of hygiene? And?
Well, I would. Washing my hands and everything, yeah. I mean, I've no guarantee that people wash their hands before they go out to Mass in the morning. Yeah. You know?
Stay there for a sec, Margaret. John, in your church, what happens?
Well, we have a very practical solution. Every year in flu season, it's announced at the start of service or Mass, whatever we're having, that there'll be no physical expression of the sign of peace, just as a detriment of respect to people who might be.
Okay, so the flu, the sign of this, where is your church, John? Can you tell me?
In Bray,
the sign of peace is suspended for how long?
It depends when the season's on. It could be 4 or 5 weeks year.
And is it gone at the moment?
It is down at the moment, yeah.
We
also do something else, though. We also have a sign where we actually go and shake hands with somebody we don't know once every 3 or 4 months. We do it as a special sign of peace, and that's the one that really goes down the best. You meet people you never, not just a person beside you, people move around the church.
And what you go and say, you say, hello, my name is...
Exactly, John. Exactly. Yeah.
Margaret, what do you think of that? God, Margaret, we have to keep you out of Bray. You go around and find a stranger.
Exactly.
Margaret. You wouldn't be interested in that, Margaret, I suspect.
No, I don't agree with it.
Okay. Let me bring Jean in. Thanks, John. Thanks, John. 51551joe@rt.ie. Jean.
Yes, Joe.
You're listening to Margaret.
I'm listening to it all, yeah. Joe, I've listened to all these arguments for so long.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm tired of them. Everybody accepts the money they get everywhere.
Yeah.
And not once have I ever heard anyone saying, oh, I won't take that money because it's dirty. And I never heard of anyone getting an infection. Where are we going, Joe?
Yeah,
now,
but
I don't want to take up your time.
Yeah, no, you're
but
not.
It's just, oh, when are we going to stop and live normally?
And I saw someone in a department store recently take out a wet wipe and wipe the cash register. What's wrong with that?
Yes. Oh, that's all right, yeah.
And then you'd hear things like people take out their credit cards and put it in their mouth while they're foostering for their change.
Yeah, yeah,
and then they hand the battered, bedraggled, jean-filled or bug-filled credit card to the poor shopkeeper.
But wait till I tell you, does the shopkeeper refuse it?
Not at all, you're joking me.
There you are.
Jean, can you persuade Margaret? I don't know whether you're from the same generation, so to speak.
Wait till I tell you, Joe, I don't try to persuade anyone.
Okay.
I've passed all that. I live my own life now, and I live normally. I'm not over-precise about anything. We all, germs are important in order to build up our immune system. And I don't know where people are going. To me, there was never as much in the world. And we were never as clean. So
that's true. But I suspect, from what you're saying, Jean, that you think we're too clean.
I do.
We're not as immune to viruses and germs and infections
absolutely.
As we were heretofore.
Yes, yeah. And I'm not dirty either. Do you know what I'm saying to you? I keep everything clean. But I'm not
OTT. Can I come in there, Joe?
Yes, Margaret, yes.
Hello, Jean.
Hello.
Jean, what I'm saying is, you don't see somebody sneezing onto a £5 note and handing it to you. When you're sitting inside in the church and you see somebody coughing and sneezing and they have, I mean, it's a natural reaction to put your hand up. Well, if they put their into their elbow, it would be one thing. But no, they'll put their hands up and they're coughing and they're sneezing. And then they'll hand you their hand. I mean, nobody sneezes into a tenner or a fiver. And
how do you know?
Maybe they did, but what I'm saying, I didn't see them.
Now, but that doesn't make it clean.
Are you telling me if someone sneezed into a fiver that you would take it?
Well, I'm telling you, I wouldn't refuse it.
So you look at.
I just think I've never seen anyone, you know, sneezing it. All I'm saying is, you see people coming out of toilets who haven't used, you know, well, if they're standing outside, there has been no dryer or anything going, and they walk away. They're handling money. They're doing everything. All, my point is, I have never seen anybody refuse money yet, and I never heard of anybody getting any kind of sickness.
Yeah, but that's going away from the issue. That's going away from the issue at all that
whatever,
I'm talking about.
Yeah. But I
you
just
know,
think
I don't want to be inside at mass and put under pressure.
Okay.
To shake somebody's hand when I've watched them coughing and sneezing into it.
But Margaret, you take personal choice and responsibility in that, and you don't shake their hand.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Someone
that's
turns
how I look
around
at it.
You. I wouldn't. Yes, I have. I have done that. And
okay,
somebody,
and that's fine.
Do you know that somebody walked in along at the back? She was the only one in the seat. And I was in the end of the other seat in front of her. Mm-hmm. She walked in and tapped me on the shoulder.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
so
yeah but
what
you,
do you
if,
do?
If
you,
feel
put, you embarrass people then. Like if I turned to someone to shake hands with them and they looked straight ahead and ignored me, mm-hmm. I would be putting that person in an embarrassing situation. So when
well, you,
someone
you
puts their
hand
out... You'd
be in an embarrassing situation as well, Margaret.
Oh, I have no problem. I don't have a problem.
I'm just saying that we're gone mad. That's all I'm saying. We're
okay,
gone
say,
mad.
Say that, Jean. Yes. Catherine, your point, please. You're listening to Margaret and Jean, two sides of the argument. Both Margaret saying, let's forget about the sign of peace. And
Joe, thanks. I've been listening to the First Lady. And she just actually inspired me to write a note to my parish to say maybe give the sign of peace a miss and to maybe mm-hmm. replace it with something like saying a little prayer for somebody you've fallen out with. It might be more meaningful. I do agree with the mm-hmm. you're there are a lot of people, maybe they're sick people crammed into a church and you're captive there. You're expected out of politeness to shake hands. And I just think it kind of breaks the concentration of the Mass. I teach religion myself. I love going to Mass, but I don't like the sign of peace at all.
You don't like the sign of peace?
No.
Joe, I have no argument at all. I'm only really expressing my opinion and thinking that we're going mad with cleanliness and all that. I don't want to stay on the line. I don't want everyone is entitled to their opinion.
But isn't it the Indian green in India, isn't it Namaste? You know when you join your hands and you bow slightly mm-hmm. as a sign of respect and peace. How about doing that?
But should we
that would be fine.
That's their custom. We have ours. We shake hands. All the people who make throughout, we see them on television every day shaking hands and saying hello and kissing both sides.
Where is that?
I don't want to stay on the line
at all. Margaret, you mind yourself. Are you okay? You're not annoyed or anything?
No, I'm not annoyed. All I wanted to do was to highlight it.
Well, you've sparked a debate, Margaret, so I appreciate that.
I just wanted to highlight it.
Yeah, and you did.
And everyone I have spoken to in the last couple of weeks, I didn't meet one person that agreed with it.
Okay. And you mentioned your friend who was going through chemo. I hope she's okay, Margaret.
She is Pat. Okay.
Good, great,
thank God.
Great.
Yes, she is.
And you mind yourself as well, Pat. Okay. Thanks, Margaret.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye. I'll bring in Anna. Thanks, Margaret. Anne, you...
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just wrote in to say that actually it just put me off Mass completely. I wrote to the Archbishop's office years ago and I said, listen, this is really distressing for a lot of people. You know, I personally spent half of Mass dreading the thought of shaking hands with all and sundry. Mm-hmm. And especially as Margaret said, I agree 100% with everything Margaret said. And I think the other lady, Jean, is being very disingenuous if she's saying we're all going mad on cleanliness. All she has to do is look at the rise of the MRSA bug in the hospitals and that's down to lack of cleanliness. People are not clean enough. And I don't want to trust my health to shaking hands with somebody who is infected. I just don't want to do it. It's not worth it. I'm self-employed. If I lose a day's work, I don't get paid, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just totally stupid. What you said, I did attend Mass in India, and they do use the Namaste sign of peace. They don't shake hands. They bow. They half bow. And
yeah, it's a lovely. It's a lovely greeting, actually.
It's lovely. Really respect, lovely, lovely.
But you don't actually touch each other.
You don't touch each other, and that's the way it should be, I think.
But Barb or Anne, in your day-to-day life, do you have occasion to shake people's hands? Surely.
Yeah, I do, but that's a choice. It's not sort of imposed on me.
And you don't know who's standing beside you.
Yeah, you know.
Well, listen, Anne, listen.
And if it was somebody I knew who had a cold, for example, I'd say, listen, I'm really sorry. I'm not feeling the best, you know. I hope you understand. I'd prefer kiss them on the cheek than I would shake their hand some of the time, you know.
Okay, Barbara, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe, how are you?
You wear gloves.
Well, I do, and I shake hands with the glove. If I think the person is coughing and sneezing, I leave the glove on. If I think I'm in the clear, I take the glove off. You know what I mean? It's rude usually to take hands with gloves, I would suppose.
Yeah, it is.
And so I take them to mask, and if there's somebody coughing and sneezing, or I think I just don't want to chance it, I would leave the glove off. And just lightly, you know, with sort of... I don't know what they think. I just lightly shake hands then. But normally I wouldn't mind, you know. If it's,
And have you had... What experiences have you had, Barbara?
I had a nasty experience of the basket coming around with for the money, and the gentleman in front of me, a young man, was coughing and spluttering all through mass, and a very, very heavy cold. But he was using his hanky, no problem. And he turned and handed me the basket. And unfortunately, I took the basket and there was phlegm on my hand.
Okay.
And I have a friend who hates the sinuses, but... and I haven't had the courage to tell her.
Yeah, but Barbara, didn't our Lord walk with lepers?
No, he did indeed. But you know what? I think he might have had a better immunity system than us. What do you think?
Well, it's hard to know. There's nothing in the Bible about him getting the flu anyway.
No. But having said that, I think people don't probably wash thoroughly.
Okay.
As you know,
and Barbara,
we're washing away all our immunity anyway, probably.
Is that a fairy tale that the cleaner we are,
the more immunity we're losing?
And Barbara, what do you think of Namaste? You know, the Indian greeting where you join your hands in a prayer like gesture and you bow slightly forward.
It's lovely.
It's lovely, yeah.
Lovely, beautiful. But I mean, at the same time,
Barbara, look at the French. They eat the face off each other every time they meet.
Yeah. Well, actually, I wouldn't mind a little light kiss on the cheek either.
Okay,
Joe.
Thank you. Barbara, I thought for a minute that was part of your Tinder profile you were giving me. But well said. Okay, Barbara, David Walsh, please.
Hello, Joe.
Your point,
you?
Please, David, quickly. Thank you.
Well, my point is, I follow a lot of snooker and have done down through the years. The likes of Ronnie O'Sullivan now,
the snooker player,
five times world champion. Yeah, he's going around fist pumping people because he's openly admitted he's OCD about handshakes and doorknobs.
So is Donald Trump.
Absolutely,
isn't
yeah. And he is, of course. And when you think that a lot of the tournaments now are taking place in China, the game has spread like wildfire.
Oh, massive in China, yeah.
Especially in China. I can see it happening more and more after games and before games, that there will be people fist-pumping, and maybe even in the churches going down the road.
Yeah, fist-pumping. I thought the reason Ronnie fist-pumped is that his hands are his livelihood. And you don't want to damage your hands by too much.
Well, I would assume, like Michael Flatley, he might have them insured or something. But as for picking up germs, I mean, the easiest way to pick up a germ, germs, as your previous callers have said, is by handshakes. You don't know where those hands have been beforehand.
Yeah. Okay, David, thanks indeed. A final before the break. Ewan Tuberty. Ewan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And your point, please.
My point is, some ladies there spoke about wearing gloves. My mum had cancer, an aggressive cancer, for over 20 years.
Right.
And she went to mass, and this was way over 20 years ago now, she would take a cotton glove, very similar to what the Chinese wear themselves.
Okay.
Take a cotton glove to mass, keep it in her pocket, take it out before the sign of peace, put it on slowly, then shake hands with the people either side of her, the usual, slip it off, like mm-hmm. roll it off her hand, back into her pocket, into a little bag, and that glove was washed then when she went home from Mass, just rinsed out and ready in the pocket for the next occasion. But she would never, ever shake hands. She would also, one thing, she, two mm-hmm. other things she would never do is touch toilet doors, you know, even entering into the toilets. I think she always had something like a glove or a sleeve.
The handle.
And also, she would never use banisters in public areas. Now, the opposite, in fact, my balance wouldn't be the best
so
of them.
So you need banisters.
And I would use a banister.
But Ewan, did she ever say to the priest, listen...
She did.
Okay.
And his response to her was, the Lord will provide you free of infection. But unfortunately, the Lord didn't. You know, the cancer took its course eventually, many years later. But we always laugh at home. We say she's had it out with the Lord Himself, I'm sure, many a time since she died. You know.
Mm. Do you do the sign of peace, Ewan?
No. No, I sing in a choir in Kinsale. I attend Mass regularly, mm-hmm. and I would do my best not to. I would often just keep my hands in my pocket, obviously in my pocket, and I'd say, peace be with you.
Is that not very rude?
No, I don't. I don't find it rude. And
you stand there with your hands in your pockets.
Yeah, and I do it quite deliberately so that the person that's looking at me, either side of me, doesn't have to put out their hand and not have it reciprocated. They can see that I'm not producing my hand, but at the same time, I'm saying, peace be with you. It's like meeting a stranger on the street. You're not going to put your arms around them and hug them, but you might say hello.
But people get criticised for standing there with their hands in their pockets. I think Leo
Pat Kenny did
when he presented Eurovision back in the day. Remember, he had his hands in his pockets and people
were... Yes, I do indeed. Now, our priests in Kinsale, again, like somebody else mentioned earlier on, during the winter season, they tend to not... Now, they don't say straight out, we're not shaking hands during this Mass, but, you know, people do ask them to please consider not doing it. And like our priest will say, take a moment in time just to think about your neighbour, to think about the people next to you and think about whatever.
People, what did someone say earlier? I think Catherine said, think about someone you dislike. God, you'd be there all day.
Well, that's true too.
Where's Sheila? Stay there, you and Sheila.
Okay.
Sheila.
Yeah, I'm here, Joe.
You say you're so glad this has come up. You've been afraid to talk about it nearly, but...
I thought I was the only one in Ireland. I thought there was something wrong with me, because I spoke to a priest about it and in Salt Hill, and he sort of dismissed me and told me to bow my head or, you know... I tried to explain why I didn't like doing it. I think it's the biggest load of nonsense, and I'd love to know where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Is it coming from America or somewhere like that? You know.
So you said to the priest, can we stop the sign of peace?
I said to him, you know, I said, you know, our hands are supposed to be clean going to Holy Communion, right?
That's true, yeah.
You shake hands with the person beside you and you don't know whether their hands are clean or whether they've washed their hands or if they've been to the toilet and washed their hands. Or as people have said already, the different viruses going around and people sneezing into their hands and then putting their hand out. I wear gloves.
When you said this to the priest?
He thought I was away with the fairies, I think.
Yeah. And you wear gloves? What type of gloves?
A pair of leather gloves.
Okay. And would they not collect germs? And
well, I use a sanitizer afterwards.
And are you as strict at home, Sheila?
I'm pretty, yes, I'd wash my hands a lot.
But you're not OCD.
I hope not.
But everyone, we're all encouraged to wash our hands a lot, aren't we? With soap, you can't drown germs with soap. Okay, do you know any priest that's taken up your suggestion and suspended the sign of peace?
No, but my parish priest here in Knocknacarry in Galway did away with it. Father's name?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Father Ty Quinn.
Yeah.
He's done away with here. So I don't know how, why it can't be the same. Because, see, people feel embarrassed and feel awkward. So they feel like they have to shake hands. They don't want to do it, but they feel like, you know.
Yeah, I know. There is pressure. There's no doubt about that, Sheila.
Yes,
there's no doubt about that.
And people shouldn't have to go to Mass and you know, be, oh, my God, I have to shake hands now. It's not that they don't want to say hello to the person or beside them or wish them well or whatever. But, you know,
yeah, okay. Miriam, I'll try and get to that ad break, but people just keep pouring in. Miriam Clune. Thank you, Sheila.
Hello.
Sheila in Galway. Miriam, where are you ringing from?
I'm ringing from Dublin Central.
And what happened?
Oh, just coming in from a different angle now. I won't talk about the mass and all that, because that wouldn't be a huge mass score. But just, I just feel that people are becoming too intolerant of anything except absolute pristine out of the shower smell. You know, I do think that's becoming a problem with people, that the kind of the humanity, the imperfection of life is disappearing.
Well, intolerant of what type of smell, Miriam?
I have my example. My example is that one day I have a bit of land down the country.
Okay.
And I was down there and I brought my wellies down because actually I don't drive. So I brought the wellies down in a bag and was walking over the land.
Okay.
Probably walked on a bit of cow dung without realising it. Threw the wellies gave them a bit of a clean now and threw them into a bag that I was carrying. Home, came home on the train, that was okay. Mm. And got onto the Lewis, which was pretty crowded, probably the evening, rushish time. And people were getting very, you know, sniffy and, you know, edgy. And you know yourself when there's something wrong. And I think, holy mother of God, what's going on? You know, Jesus, you know. And I kind of sniffed around, literally, my bits and pieces, and realised that there was a bit of a whiff of dung.
An agricultural smell.
Dung, exactly, manure dung from one of the heels of the boots. And I was saying, holy mother, I mean, they were so uncomfortable looking, you know. And the people were just not able to take this alien smell of cattle dung. They couldn't handle it at all. And I was kind of, you know, when I realised what it was, with sugar, you know, don't know how to make me feel so.
And what you're saying, that smell is not, it's not a noxious smell, it's actually what would you say? Almost it's cultural.
It's an agricultural offshoot. It's a human thing. And another one example, I think it happened to me before, is fish.
Hmm.
Carrying home fish from the fishmonger. And I was a bit annoyed with them because it's supposed to be pristinely packed. It was a good fishmonger and all packed. But there was a slight whiff off the bag of the fish. Again, on the bus, this was being made to feel very uncomfortable. But then I realised it was the fish, and I said, licking sugar off, you know, it's just a fish that I bought in the shop.
Okay. And what, have you view on the sign of peace in the current atmosphere of people worried?
Well, as I say, I wouldn't be a very regular churchgoer. I do feel now with the SARS coming up that it makes you think, Joe. It does make you think about the fact that, yes, you are handling strange hands, and no, you don't know where they've been. So I think that that might be the worst idea in the world to drop that for the moment and have the other nice side.
One of the challenges of the coronavirus is it's in the SARS family, but they don't know how it's going to mutate. They don't know how long it takes to incubate. They don't know how it's spread.
No.
That's the worry at the moment. Okay, Miriam Clune. Go to Miriam. Thanks, Need. 51551.